it's a lot of producers, it's a lot of like beginners or people who are at a certain point who, as I was back then, who know a lot of chords, know to play a little bit an instrument and want to get further or want to dig a little into music theory. And of course, also teachers who use that with their students, because I think it's a perfect tool for every teacher, because it's laying this concept of music theory out very easily.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to The Topcast, your favorite music teaching podcast. And you're listening to episode number 212 with a very special welcome to my top music pro teachers. How's everyone going out there? I cannot believe that we're in October. How crazy is that? Mid-October, in fact. I did want to mention quickly that we have another webinar coming up before the end of this month. Stay tuned for more details. And it's with one of our other Top Music Pro expert teachers and one of my great friends, Bradley Sowash. Because we've been putting together some resources for teachers about preparing their students to play in jazz bands, which is often something that comes up when students are in a school context and teachers know that someone can play piano and they're like, oh yeah, we need someone in a jazz band. Can you come and play? And then they come to us as their music teacher and we're like, oh my goodness, I don't even know what to do. So that's what Bradley and I are going to be talking about. As I say, there'll be more details available really, really soon. And do stay tuned. If you're an Instagram user, make sure you're following my stories as I give a lot of behind the scenes details about what I'm doing and little pre-releases of a lot of the things that people don't necessarily find out about unless you're on my Instagram channel. So go over and head to and search for Top Music Co over there. I'd love to connect with you. All right, on to today's episode. We've got a special guest. He's actually an app developer and a bass player based in Germany who's created one of the best designed and best looking chord playing apps that I've ever found. It's called Tonally. And if I could have found someone to have created an app specifically to align with my own four chord composing framework, then this would be the app. I cannot believe how well it works and how well it aligns with my own approach to teaching chords. So you're going to totally love this. And some great news, we've got some free app codes. We've actually got 20 free downloads of Tonally to give away. So here's how to enter if you'd like to try out this app for free. So what we're going to do is we're going to give 10 codes to the first 10 people to head over to my YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/topmusicco, all one word. And what you need to do is find the videos of my reviews on Tonally and go and comment on one of those two videos. Take a screenshot and email that to our support team, support@topmusic.co. And we will keep track of those people and we'll send the first 10 people to do that a redeem code. Make sure you're a subscriber as well. So subscribe and comment on one of those Tonally videos. Or if you're more of an Instagram kind of person, then head over to my Instagram account. It's topmusic.co. I want you to find the Tonally post in my feed. I want you to like it and then leave a comment on that as well. And take a screenshot of that. Email it to us, support@topmusic.co. And we'll track and share with you a redeem code for the app over there as well. So there's your way to grab free access to the Tonally app. I'll remind you of that at the end of the episode before I introduce next week's guest. Until then, let's get into the episode and introduce you. Welcome to the show, Chris Hengst.
Hey, hi. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. And you've actually just told me the meaning of your last name. Can you tell our listeners? Because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's in Germany. It's called Hengst is a stallion. It's a male horse.
A male horse. A stallion. How good is that? It's like Chris Stallion. Can't go wrong.
Kind of cool name, isn't it?
Now, you've name dropped a country, Germany. We can hear you've got a bit of an accent. So tell us, whereabouts are you right now? Where are you from? And give us a bit of your musical background as well, if you could.
Well, I'm based in the center of Germany, kind of in Cologne. Born and raised in Paderborn. It's a smaller town, also not very far from here. And I've made music since a little kid, I think. Started with the guitar, played a lot of guitar. And at a certain point, I've started to play in a band. And of course, they needed a bass player, as every band needs a bass player.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like guitarists very often switch to bass, but I've played the bass like in one rehearsal and I immediately fell in love with it. So I quit the guitar.
How old would you have been when you picked up the bass?
I think already 18 or something. I played like almost 10 years the guitar, but not so much in a band with friends at home and stuff, but not in a real band. And then when I started to play in the band, I switched to the bass guitar.
Got it. And in Germany, do you tend to have one-on-one lessons? You go to a teacher's house every week? What did you do for those 10 years learning guitar?
Yeah, I got a one-on-one lesson learning guitar, like the super basic stuff as a kid, of course, and then more like playing chords and yeah.
And did you do, are there exams or assessments in the German system?
Not really. You have some concerts if the teachers organize them, but not really exams or assessments. It depends a little bit on how, yeah, and if, of course, if you study music like more intense, then you do exams, but not if you start as a kid or in as a younger person.
Got it. All right. So you picked up a bass at 18, fell in love with it. Well, how old are you now, firstly?
35.
Okay, so 20 years on from that, what have you been doing with your bass playing after you got really into it in your 20s? What happened?
First, I made I learned another job, like drawing a construction drawer, and I didn't really like it that much.
Okay.
So I decided when we played a lot with the band, I decided, well, why not give it a shot and try to study the bass guitar? So I applied for the conservatory in the Netherlands, in Enschede, and they took me. So I studied bass guitar 4 years.
Wow, how old were you when you went there?
Oh, I'm not so good with this. I think 20 or 21.
Okay.
I forgot always how old I was when I started stuff, and yeah, but around that.
So you didn't do the drafting. What we'd call it drafting, architectural drawings and things. You didn't do that for very long then?
No, not really. No. 2.5 years. Then I traveled a little bit. Also went to Melbourne, said hi to your town.
Can't do that at the moment.
Yeah, I know. That's history.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and after a half year I started, I've prepared for the study on this journey, like learned music theory and stuff because I didn't know a lot of that to prepare for the conservatory. And from there then I started to study bass guitar,
right?
And after that I played a lot with my bands, teached a little bit, but already during my study I slid a little bit into the designing and building websites because I did it for my own band. I always loved it to build stuff. As a kid, I just built everything myself. And now in the digital area, I loved it to build stuff as well. So I said, yeah, we need a website. I'll do a website and started to design it, started to code it. And yeah, from there, I always did it as a side thing. But during my study, I already did it more for other bands.
Right.
And then at a certain point, I had music and I had doing designs, coding.
I can see now the puzzle pieces are coming together, leading us towards the inception of Tonally, your app. So tell us, how did that come about? When did that start germinating in your mind? When did you start thinking about this app?
Yeah, I actually didn't plan to do this app. It just kind of happened. And it started with a friend of mine. He called me and he said, yeah, he's a drummer actually, but he learned to play the piano at this point. And he said, yeah, I built this circle of fifths in Photoshop and I always switch off and on layers to have always the root note at the top because the traditional circle of fifths annoys me because I always have to rethink it because the it's like it always looks different if you don't have the root note you're playing in at the top. And he wanted to have that. And he said, you can code, you can design, please make a good looking circle of fifths that I can rotate. And I said, yeah, okay, I can do this. And I did it maybe in an afternoon or something.
Okay. On what platform?
It's for the web.
It was a web app, like a website.
Yeah, right. And yeah, from that, I thought, well, the Sakura 5th is actually quite nice. You can do a lot of stuff with it, and it looks great. It feels great. You can, why not use it for composing? Why not use it for learning scales? And I've started to build stuff upon this representation of music. And yeah, that was the start. And at that point, I didn't thought, well, let's do an app out of this, but just do a tool. And I always like to build stuff. And yeah, so I just build it. And then at a certain point, I thought, well, now that it has some functionality, why not distribute it to the world as an app? Yeah. And from there, it started, the journey started.
Right. And you would have had to recode it from the ground up, wouldn't you?
No, it's actually still a web app. It's based on web technologies. Yeah, it's mostly JavaScript.
Okay.
But it's very closely connected to the native functions, like all the sounds are played natively. And of course, it's very close.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot possible at right now. So
Yeah. And so how did you work out what you wanted tonally to do? What questions were you thinking, oh, it'd be great if it did this because I really struggled to do that? Were those questions going around in your head, or were there questions coming from people using the app going, oh, it'd be cool if it did some scales and things like that?
Yeah, both. At the beginning, I thought, because back then when I played the guitar, I learned a lot of chords, knew a lot of chords, and wanted to write my own songs. But at a certain point, I always got stuck because I had a nice part, had a nice chorus, whatever, and then I wanted to do a verse, and I always was missing like one or two chords, and was very frustrated about it, and got like 20 song sketches, and nothing was done. And back then there wasn't any YouTube or whatever, so I Googled it, or maybe there wasn't even Google, I don't know. I searched on the internet for like music theory, wanted to get into this to learn which chords belong together, and it was very hard back then to get an easy step into it. And so I thought, when I was doing this app, because I highlighted the chords of a key in the circle of fifths and saw, wow, they're grouped together very nicely. You have the major chords at the top, you have the minor chords, you have the one diminished chord. And then I thought, yeah, that's perfect for every beginner or everybody who hasn't the music theory directly in their mind, to directly see, ah, those chords belong together, and then choose out of those chords to compose. And that was the first draft of the app when I was releasing it in 2017, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got really a lot of feedback from the users, and I implement almost all of this because I think they had great ideas and super nice feature ideas, and I just try to implement this, mix it up with my own ideas or with ideas from other users. So the community has had a lot of input, or a lot of, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've taken that feedback on board from teachers, players, everyone that uses it. And you can tell, because I fell in love with it when you, I think you reached out and emailed us. And as soon as I knew about it, and I'm surprised I didn't 2 years ago, to be honest, I really fell in love with it because it aligns perfectly with the way I teach chord progressions with something I call my four chord composing framework, which a lot of teachers have heard me talk about. And now with this app, you can use that same concept with students that aren't ready to play chords or can't play chords in a progression and keep a steady rhythm. They can still do all that creative, seeing the chords that work together in a key and effectively kind of just dragging them across into a lead sheet, a timeline, pressing play and hearing how they sound. It's really simple in so many ways, but it's so helpful. And I've seen it used with production students, so music production students who want to do dance music and things like that, but they can't play an instrument. Perfect for them, because of course all the dance music is based on those chord progressions. Have you found that teachers have been taking it up, or is it mainly students or performers, or are you not really sure yet?
It's very broad audience, and I don't have the perfect overview, but it's
Apple
a lot
likes
of
to keep all that to itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I don't want to spy so much on my users. So,
sure.
But yeah, from the feedback I get, it's a lot of producers. It's a lot of like beginners or people who are at a certain point who, as I was back then, who know a lot of chords, know to play a little bit an instrument and want to get further or want to dig a little into music theory. And of course, also teachers who use that with their students, because I think it's a perfect tool for every teacher, because it's laying this concept of music theory out very easily.
Mm.
Not so complicated as some other representations or some other, yeah, like in books or whatever. It's not an app that tells you do this, do that, and then you have a perfect song. It's like the student has to explore it for themselves. Like it's like more like a tool, not so much like a teacher.
Mm.
And you know what I mean?
Yes, it's exploratory.
Yeah, right. Alongside to your study. And then, of course, there are people who don't know how to play an instrument, don't know nothing, or like some singers who just need some, or rappers or whatever, who just need a foundation for what they're putting upon this. Like, and it's not so much focused on production side. You don't have a lot of beats or a lot of sounds in it. It's just kept very simple to the harmonies, and from there you can export a MIDI and work on it in Ableton or whatever, and do a lot of out of it.
Yeah, it gives you the scaffold or the framework on which you can then you can then take it into a digital audio workstation and actually create with it. I've got it up on my phone. So is it for? I know it's for Apple. Is it for Android as well, Chris?
No, it started back then for Android, but I decided to focus on one platform because I'm a one-man, it's a one-man show, I do it alone, and it's a lot to do two platforms.
Mm.
So I started to focus on iOS because it was easier to develop back then. But now I think of restarting with Android maybe next year, but I cannot promise on that. I did some tests how it's how the performance is and stuff. It's not so easy as for iOS to develop, but it would be cool to have it back on Android.
Mm.
But at the moment, it's iOS only. It has an iPad version, and it's one app, but it is optimized for iPad as well.
Yeah, I tend to use it with iPad. I just so happen to have the phone with me, so I've got the app up in front of me, and it's the first thing you see is a circle of fifths, basically, with C at the top. And if I press C, so can you hear that, Chris?
Yeah.
G, D minor, A minor, E. So you can actually see highlighted in the circle the keys that actually work in that, the chords that work in that key, which is great. And then you can just drag them across to a lead sheet timeline effectively down below. So I can go C first, maybe D minor. Oh, no, I'm looking at E. A minor and then G. And if I hit play now, literally that easy just to get started. But the thing that I think is one of the coolest features, Chris, is the borrowed chords, where you start to be able to recommend other chords that could sound good. So can you tell us how that works?
People sometimes when they see the app, they say, yeah, then you're bound to just one key. That's super boring. So I wanted to be able to step out of the key. So I decided to do a feature called borrowed chords. And those are chords of different keys or different scales. So if you're in C major Ionian, you can use chords out of C minor Aeolian or any other scale, even harmonic minor scales and stuff. And that's super interesting, of course, because Beatles done it, everybody's done it, and it sounds awesome to use borrowed chords. And then I wanted to have a feature that suggests chords. So I I start to build a function that is looking for the chord that's before this certain space you want to fill up, before and after, and looking which chord might fit. So you get some suggestions of what could fit. Yeah, you can use it, or you can adjust it. So I think it's a great input. It's not writing songs for you, but it's like you get inspired by this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can see here, and I've been offered in C major, I've been offered the Aeolian C minor scale or chords, and E flat, the major chord built on the minor third, and yeah. I can add that in. I can just click the little tick button and bang, I've got that in my chord progression as well. And the other thing I like is that you can change the root note of chords too, so you can get some of those first inversion kind of progressions, which I really love. So anyway, I mean, the main thing is to encourage teachers and students listening to go and try this app out. And it's also got some different modes too, Chris. It's got the songwriting modes and scales and modes.
Yeah.
The scales and modes, is that, that's more for the theoretical understanding of scales?
Yeah, it's just like for practicing scales, actually, learning scales. The scales mode, it has a lot of scales in it. You can look them up on the integrated instrument. Like in the app, you have a piano, a bass guitar, a guitar, of course, and other instruments where you can look up chords and scales. So this part of the app is more for practicing and learning, or getting your repertoire of scales improved. Mm. And of course, it's also based on the circle of fifths. And I think that's quite helpful to have it always in front of you. And if you learn scales and you rotate the circle of fifths one step further, you will get, like on the piano, another black key. So you can increase the difficulty of your practice.
Yep.
That's very, very, very helpful. And in the mode, you also have the key highlighted and the fitting scale to it. So you know which notes belong to which chords. And that is like for finding melodies or for playing a solo over a certain chord progression, kind of helpful.
Right. Yep. And in that mode, I'm just having a look now. I mean, you've got all the different modes, which is crazy. And you've got a pack. You can buy an upgrade pack with even more of them. I mean, the other thing I've got to say is the design of this is extraordinary. It is so modern <Thank you. laughs> and clean and intuitive. It just looks and works brilliantly. And I also love the pop-ups. So I've just gone to this. I normally use it on my iPad, so it's actually popping up the tooltips, like the walkthrough tour at the start, and telling you what, you know, how to use this different feature, which is incredible. But you know, harmonic minor, you've got bebop scales, bebop Locrian, altered chromatic Dorian, Locrian major. I mean, I don't even know what half of these are. Pentatonic flat six, Balinese Egyptian, yeah. Enigmatic Gypsy, Hiroshi. I know the Hiroshi scale. So if teachers would like a reference to some of those scales, more unusual scales and modes, then this could be another great resource for them, as well as that songwriting. So look, I actually recorded a couple of YouTube videos. If you haven't seen those, then we'll put the link to them in the show notes. Otherwise, head to my YouTube channel and just search for Tonally in the Top Music Co channel. And you can also link, we'll pop links to, Chris has actually got, you've got about 8 or 10 videos on your YouTube, haven't you?
Yeah.
Demonstrating the different features. And it's a really great walkthrough. So check it out, download it. How much does it cost, Christoph?
It's depending on where you're based. So it's difficult to say. Like Apple has a price categories for every region. I don't actually know what it's in Australia. In the US, I think it's, what's at the moment, $5.99, I think. I mean, $6.
I mean, it's the price of a coffee or two, honestly. It's such a good deal. All the more worth downloading. So, Chris, just in wrapping up, I know you've been incredibly busy recently. We're in the middle of a pandemic. You've just had a baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It was a son, is that right?
No, it's a daughter.
Daughter, my apologies. What is her name?
Juna.
Juna, J-U-N-A.
Right.
Yeah. Correct. Well, congratulations. You must be obviously very tired, but you've also just moved house as well.
So, yeah. That's very tough moving with a 3-week-old baby.
Oh, but, my goodness. Yes.
We've now managed to do it, and now I can settle down a little bit, calm down, and yeah.
And what I was going to ask is, have you got any features that have been requested that you're going to be working on next?
Yeah, sure. Actually, I've worked a lot before my daughter was born. I've changed the foundation of the app so I've changed a lot that the users won't see, but maybe feel, because the performance will be better and stuff. I've updated some technologies. And while doing this, I've implemented a feature that a lot of users wanted to have, and that is iCloud Sync. So songs will be synced with your iCloud, and if you work on your iPad and on your iPhone, your songs will be in sync. So that's
right.
A pretty cool feature. Also, your data will persist if you get a new phone or stuff.
Mm.
And yeah, that was a bigger feature I've worked on, and I think it will be released November, hopefully, mm-hmm. when it's a little bit when I have more time
yep.
to get support if something doesn't work. And after that, I want to focus on a better MIDI integration, because right now you can export MIDI file. That's cool, but it would also be very cool to have live MIDI in out, so that you can play with the app and directly have it in your digital audio workstations, work with your sounds, and maybe directly record it, or the other way around, that you can play on the piano and see it in the app highlighted. That would be very cool. But that's
That'd
a bigger feature,
cool.
I think. I think it will take me a while to develop, but that's one of the bigger things that I want to implement next.
Well, I, on behalf of all the musicians using Tonally, congratulations and thank you for all the work that you do, particularly given you're a one-man band. I can't imagine how hard that is. I remember as I started building some of my online resources, just getting some other people to help with support questions takes a huge burden off. So hopefully you'll be able to maybe do that in the future, all going well.
Yeah.
But look, thank you so much, Chris, for coming on the show and just letting us know a little bit about you and the app that you've created. Where can people find out more about Tonally? Where should they go? Should they just jump on their app store?
They can jump directly on the app store or on the Tonally website, which is tonally.app.
Wonderful. Well, look, thank you very much. I'll let you get on with your day. Appreciate catching up with you again, and look forward to those updates coming through.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, if you're a little bit intrigued by Tonally, then make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Find the review on Tonally and you watch it, of course, and then leave a comment and make sure you take a screenshot of that and email it to support@topmusic.co. We will then give the first 10 people a redeem code, which will allow you to get Tonally for free. And as I mentioned at the start, if you are an Instagrammer and you'd like to do it over there, then just find the Tonally post in my feed at topmusic.co and make sure you're a subscriber to my Instagram. And then like and comment on that post. And again, take a screenshot, email it to us, and we'll be happy to give away to the first 10 people to do that the redeem codes for Tonally. You're going to absolutely love it, particularly if you are exploring some chord progressions with your students. All right, next week on the podcast, we're shifting gears. We're talking business with Casey Morris, and she's someone I've been following actually for a while on Instagram. She's an ex-English classroom teacher who now helps other teachers move out of the classroom and build a side hustle creating and selling resources for other teachers. You know, that's a topic close to my heart with the Top Music Marketplace and my own desires to help as many teachers as I can create other incomes from, you know, side hustles and side income streams. So you're going to absolutely love Casey. She's a powerhouse dynamo kind of person, and is going to be great fun to hang out with. So stay tuned. If you did miss anything from today, then head to our show notes. That's topmusic.co/episode212. Until I see you next time, I'm Tim Topham, and you've been listening to the Topcast from topmusic.co. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.